Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The Oklahoma State Legislature is taking steps to gain more control of the state's Medicaid payments, drawing concerns from tribal leaders and healthcare advocates. One of those tribal leaders is the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskin Jr. He says it's clear the state intends to strip the Medicaid eligibility expansion that Oklahoma voters enshrined in the state constitution in 2020. State officials say they cannot afford to pay for Medicaid access in light of the federal government's looming cuts to the program. Hoskin says cutting health care for Oklahoma citizens is a false economy.
No one can tell me that the state of Oklahoma lacks sufficient resources to fund Medicaid expansion into the future based on the current model or based on even an adjustment. This is a state that every year talking about how quickly they can cut income taxes, they're talking about cutting property taxes. That's a fine debate, but it's not consequence-free. And so the state this year says, well, we'll need $500 million to fully fund the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority to pay for this, in part, this Medicaid expansion. I think the dollars are there. I think what's lacking is the will. The same legislature that has been happy to reduce revenue is really saying the sky is falling on Medicaid when the sky is not falling. The legislature would like to get their hands on this Medicaid expansion. And I think, frankly, this is pretext. A group of people that by and large didn't want it are now wanting to get their hands on it so they can manage it into oblivion. I just think it's a phony case to be made that the state can't afford it fiscally.
Hoskin says he hopes Oklahoma's debate serves as a wake-up call for other states facing the same dilemma. He argues there are both moral and economic reasons for government-subsidized health coverage for low-income residents.
Do we want to live in a society in which, depending on your income, your earning ability, your wealth will decide whether you get treatments to save your life, extend your life, or just have a basic quality of life that healthcare can give? And that's the moral case. But I think there's an economic case to be made. Here's what we know about everybody. We get sick. The only question is, how do we get healthcare? If people don't have health insurance, we don't have to guess what happens to them. We've got a body of knowledge of decades and decades of statistics in this country which say that they typically get the least efficient and most expensive health care, and they don't end up paying for it out of pocket. They pay for it in the form of their own poor health. They're ending up not getting the sort of wellness checks that most of us get and take for granted. That ends up sapping their productivity. And if you extrapolate that over in Oklahoma, 250,000 Oklahomans, and again, these are a lot of working folks that are on Medicaid expansion, extrapolate that across the country, you've got a lot of folks who are still getting sick, still getting health care. They're getting in the most expensive and inefficient way possible, and the rest of us are paying for it. That sounds like a rotten way to run a health system to me.
Hoskin notes the Cherokee health system alone stands to lose $162 million a year if the legislature moves forward with the cuts. The Oklahoma House of Representatives barred Hoskin from future appearances in front of the body after he expressed his views on the subject in an address to lawmakers. Yvonne Myers also believes the Medicaid expansion is good for citizens and good for tribal economies. She is an Affordable Care Act and Medicaid consultant for Citizen Potawatomi Nation Health Services. Additionally, she says many Oklahoma hospitals are already hanging by a thread. The looming cuts to Medicaid could spell ruin for many of them, particularly in rural areas.
In Oklahoma, we have 165 hospitals, and 90 of those are considered rural hospitals. And Oklahoma is currently considered the state with the highest number of vulnerable rural hospitals in the nation. And as previously mentioned, a lot of these hospitals and clinics are operating on a razor-thin edge, trying to make ends meet and keep it into play. The latest information that I saw was that there are 47 hospitals in Oklahoma at risk of closure, and 23 are at risk for immediate closure. And during the past week, we just had an announcement from one of our large healthcare systems, Integris, that they will be cutting back significantly because of the anticipated losses of Medicaid revenue, and they will be closing clinics and reducing staff. And so there's already evidence put out there that we will be losing that infrastructure across the state, and that's significant.
Myers reiterates the frequent message that the federal government funds Native American healthcare at a level well below what's needed. Medicaid has been an important third-party reimbursement system to offset that discrepancy. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.